Because we're so not...
I'm talking to Denise McGowan, but I have to read this first. You'll hear her in a second. Baseball season is in full swing, and the Chicago Tribune has put together the ultimate crosstown showdown. Head to chicagotribune.com/greatest and vote for Chicago's greatest baseball players of all time, presented by Wintrust. Okay, welcome back to After Hours. It's been a very lively show so far, and now it's going to get extraordinarily lively. It's my dear, dear old friend, Denise McGowan Tracy.
Friend.
Is that what we say now?
Yeah, long-time friend, old
is
friend.
Is that what we say now? She is has been on the entertainment scene here for a very long time. I think we met when you were over at the Byfields.
Yes.
Running a great nightclub called Byfields. And then, the last time I wrote about Denise was in 2008, when I was writing a piece in the Chicago Tribune celebrating the first anniversary of a weekly event called Pettirino's Monday Night Live. We are now in here to celebrate the 9th anniversary. I'm flabbergasted. I'm stunned, and I couldn't be happier.
I know. It's fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do to support, you know, culture and live entertainment. And we're so grateful. And we're kind of surprised, but we're kind of not surprised.
Well, see, that's because you're there every Monday night. Looking at it from the outside, when you first told me about the idea, and you remember, I was like, okay, Ann,
good luck.
But last week on the show, I had a lovely singer in here named
Anna Bessarud.
Anna Bessarud. Mm-hmm. And I said, how did you come back to music? And she goes, well, I went to this thing Monday night they have at Pettirino's. And I'm like, wow. And you rediscovered your own voice, and you're pal in this whole to-do, Becky Menzie, helped launch the career of this young singer. And I thought that is one of the – it's just simply an enjoyable, lovely evening if you're anywhere near Dearborn and Randolph at Pettirino's. But it also is nurturing, Denise. That's the other thing.
Well, that's what I love. You know, I've spent kind of my career behind the scenes pushing people toward venues, toward – people of influence, towards the right thing for them, because I love to do it, and it's so much fun. It's fun for me, you know, because I kid that I took like a 25-year hiatus from performing, just a brief little hiatus. But it's fun for me now one night a week to be back on stage as the MC, singing a little bit and MCing, but still encouraging. And what we've really tried to do in kind of this world of America's Got Talent and you know, where we're Xing people off, or we're making nasty comments, or we're laughing at people when they're auditioning and poking fun at them. What we really try to do at Monday Night Live is really encourage people. And because of that, it is not just amateurs and young people starting out. What we've encouraged is this great place for seasoned professionals to come and have a wonderful time and sing. And it's just a fun night of music and laughter. And people who come for the first time tell me, like, we feel like we're friends with everybody. It's like singing in someone's living room, and you know everybody, or they're friends of someone that you know.
Well, and also the quality. I haven't been in some time, but the quality who is attracted to this thing, it is not all, you know, people who sing in the showers. If you're getting, it's people, Monday night's the off night for theater in this town,
yes,
ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
I'm not going to claim that all of the stars of Hamilton will be in there one Monday,
no,
but I guarantee you some will. I really guarantee you that.
Yeah, you know, it's very funny because we've had casts who've been with us, and then they come back and they call us on their own. So, you know, it started off as we will formally invite casts to come in.
Right.
And then they'll just come back the next time and say, we told this cast that they have to just come, so here we are. And they come in and sing. And we do. We do invite. Well, I think what sets us apart, there's a couple of things, I think. Number one.
Let's say you're going to be on all the way till almost 11 o'clock. But I want to
read. Oh, my God. Can I stay up that late?
Oh, yeah, it's up to you. Start snoring and we'll come over and tickle you or something. Take me back. I don't want to read my old story.
No.
But take me back to the seed of this idea.
Oh,
that you and Becky are sitting around and you think, hey, let's put on a show.
No. I didn't even know Becky. I knew of Becky, but I didn't know Becky. I knew of Becky. I had been introduced to Becky, but we were not friends. We could wave across the room like, oh, hi, I know Becky. I was with my dreamy husband, as I call him, Ed Tracy, and at the invitation of John Calloway, our very good friend, who, as you know, performed, late John Calloway, who performed our wedding ceremony. But we were at a taping that his daughter, Ann Hampton Calloway, the fabulous talent, great singer, they were doing a pilot for TTW, and Ann was interviewing Liza Minnelli. And we were in the audience. I was as close to Liza Minnelli as I am to you right now. It was one of the great days.
Must have been considerably more exciting.
I really do think I was a gay man in a former life with my love for Liza and Judy. we were watching this taping, and Ann and Liza are talking, and Liza said, remember how on Sundays everybody used to come to my living room and we'd all play the piano and blah, blah, blah. And then the guys figured out how to make money at it at Birdland. And that's how I looked at, and I kind of researched a bit, Jim Caruso, Billy Stritch at Birdland in New York on Monday nights do this. They do an open mic night, and they get the Broadway, off-Broadway, emerging, new kids, and it's an open mic, and it is spectacular. So I made a phone call to my former employer, Mr. Melman, and I had a great meeting with him. He said, what are you thinking? I told him. He said, let me talk to the partners. Let's see if we can make this happen. And he said, who are you thinking for piano? I said, I have heard of this great piano player in town. He said, well, give her a call, see if she'll do it. And I called Becky, and she said, love to. We met, and we said, okay, let's give it a try. And we all agreed on 6 weeks. We shook hands for a six-week run to see how it would go, and that's really the story. I mean,
wow.
Thank God for Rich Melman and his agreeing and believing in us and believing in live music. Thank God for Paterinos for taking a chance. I mean, come on, it's a crazy idea. Let's put a stage up in the middle of your dining room one night a week
hit it with some lights. No cover.
But they love it because it's in the theater district, and it's everything that downtown entertainment should be. You know, it's sophisticated, but it's not stuffy. It's fun, it's whimsical, but there's so much talent in this town. There's so much. So we have
this whole experience for 9 years must reaffirm that I know you know the talent base in this town better than almost anybody. But it must also reaffirm it. Someone like this lovely woman who came in, this Anna Besserud, who had never sung in Chicago, who is undeniably talented.
Yes, and I just came from her show at Davenport's, as a matter of fact.
How was it?
It was terrific, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
Yeah.
She's,
I mean, that's a certified Paterino. I call her Paterino's discovery.
There are, however.
There have been some people on the stage there who literally do sing in the shower and should sing in the shower.
And you know, and that's the thing. They are welcome. And here's all I ask. Just come and be very respectful. Be very respectful of the other singers. You know, we've had some people come in and their only intent was to sing, and they were talking through all of the other singers. That's really not what the room is. The room is really supportive of music and supportive of singers and by the audience. So come have sheet music in your key so that Becky, you know, isn't fumbling up there for you, so she'll make you sound better. And just be respectful. You know the audience, know the kind of music, and just be respectful of the room and our audiences. And we're so lucky. There are people who come week after week after week after week to support us because no show is ever the same. When Becky and I walk in at 7 o'clock, we have no idea some nights what's going to happen.
See, I think that gives it a kind of a joyful spontaneity that is kind of like this very radio show. That you don't know exactly what there's no real format for it. And it gives it that kind of, as you said before, this kind of a joyful living room feel. You think, expect, you know, George Gershwin's going to walk over and start playing the piano in 10 minutes.
And that's the thing. It just, because it's never the same, everyone, there's a special thing because we know we're in that room that night and no one else is going to experience that again.
Yeah.
It's that kind of, there are nights when the audience is a little more reticent and that's okay. So the singers know, all right, we're not going to do, you know, 76 trombones, you know. And then there are nights when the place is up for grabs. I will tell you, last year we got a call from one of the cast members who was in a lyrics production of Porgy and Bess. Could they come by? And we said, sure. And we thought, I don't know, five or six We had 20 singers.
Are you kidding?
Yes. It was one of the most what did they magical.
Do? Did they sing?
Yes, they got up and sang. Now, some of them said, we're just here to support the others. We're not all going to sing because it would have been, you know, a 7.5 hour show.
Right.
But they did. And then there are weeks when gorgeous, fabulous jazz singer Tammy McCann walks in, and you know, we just don't know. Marilyn May was in the crowd one night and
said, "Take me back to this Porgy and Bess thing. What do you think compelled?" They had heard of it.
They had been. One of them had been in when he was with another cast, brought in by a friend of ours, Robert Sims, who is
a beautiful, you know, Robert.
Robert brought him in and said, "You should know about this." And he said, "We've got to bring people in here." And that's what I'm saying. The word of mouth. I mean, Porchlight Music brings their casts in for every show they sing. We have all kinds of casts coming in. I can tell you about a little as we, you know, get further along. But that's what we do. We invite the cast to come in so you can get a little taste of, oh, I think I might enjoy going to that show. It's one thing to see it in print, and print is important, and I still get my Chicago Tribune in print. I still get my Tribune, and I love to read it. But there's something really fun about having cast members there doing a little snippet from the show and giving you that taste of, wow, this is a talented cast. We're coming over.
Well, and it's also so much more visceral.
I love
reading newspapers too, but the actual experience, I loved having Anna Bessarout in here. I wish I had been able to see her at Davenport's. We will talk more to Denise McGowan Tracy, who runs this fabulous, I don't know if it's running, she is the impresario.
Co-host with Becky Menzies.
Impresario. She and Becky Menzies.
I love impresario.
And they occasionally both will perform every Monday night at
Pettirino's. We both perform. We open and close the show.
Every Monday night at Pettirino's, there's no cover charge. But Pettirino's is also really nice. I only have a minute, but I'll tell you, the nice people, Alan Weider and his wife, Joni, who were in here talking about his book about Studs Terkel. He's like, who are you having on later? I go, well, the people are Pettirino's, blah, blah, blah. He goes, that sounds perfect for us. They're visiting from Oregon. We'll be back with Denise McGowan. So that they were intrigued enough on the spot.
Oh, I hope they'll come.
They will. That's Ella Fitzgerald. She's a pretty good singer, but Denise McGowan, my guest, and on the phone, our other guest, our great mutual friend, and Denise's kind of partner in Monday Night at Pettirino's, the great, the one and only Becky Menzies. Becky, hi.
Hi there.
You were playing with Anna tonight, weren't you?
I was over at Davenport.
What a discovery. I cannot tell you, you know how fond I am of you, but I cannot tell you, and I was telling Denise, how when I asked her, well, what brought you back to music, Anna, after all these years of having two kids and being a trainer at the East Bank Club? And she goes, I walked into Pettirino's and I met Becky Menzies.
Well,
it's a credit to you. I mean, she's a delightful person, and as far as I know, a terrific singer.
Yeah.
Denise says the show was great tonight. How did you think it was?
I thought she was amazing. She is she really works at it. She had tons of fun doing it, and that's one of the best things I think you can do on stage, just have a good time so your audience has a good time. She was great.
Becky, Denise and I were talking about, Denise wasn't, so I am flabbergasted, stunned, and beyond happy. 9 years. Do you understand why I might be flabbergasted? 9 years of Monday Night at Pettirino's is an astonishment to me. Is it a surprise? Do you guys, when you sit back,
thanks, Rick, we're flattered.
Well, holy, I'm serious, though.
No, I'm surprised,
you know, this
too.
Is a precarious business, Lee. You know that. You both know this better than I do. It's a very precarious business. It's certainly gratifying, but it's got to be a little surprising. Yes?
You know what? What was surprising to me is McGowan. I mean, she really, besides being as funny as she is,
yes,
she really makes everybody feel welcome. And she does, she really kind of hustles. She wants to make sure that people know about these great singers in town. So I have to tell you that I would love to be able to say I have a big part in the success, but really the hustler of this thing is is my feisty partner.
Well, you know,
she's blushing, but
yeah.
Oh,
well, you know,
that's the wine, Rick.
But
that's
only you know, Becky, thank you. But I think it really is. You know, it's kind of the perfect storm of Becky is an incredible, incredible musician.
No question.
And she can make anybody sound good. So if you're
McGowan.
If you're yeah, she can make
yes,
me sound
there you
she,
go.
I hit almost every note when I'm with
the
Becky. It's amazing.
Triumph.
It's great. But it's so it's Becky. You know, thank you. I think that it's the team that we work together so well. But really, you've got a great restaurant. You've got the support of Let Us Entertain You. You've got the fabulous location. The fact that they have discounted valet parking for $7 downtown.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And our $19.95 three-course dinner menu. So these are all really great things that have come together. All of the singers, and again, we laugh about this because no one gets paid. I mean, the singers come down.
Right.
It's an open mic. A couple of them provide me an invoice every week, and we just don't pay
it.
But, you know, it's all right.
Burn it. But
if without all of this talent, so we're talking 600, maybe 700 singers in the 9 years we've been doing it, from theater, musical theater, from jazz, as we said, opera, pop. It's really fantastic, and it's all ages. And parents can bring they're teenagers, you know, to come and hear it, or they're college-age kids to sing, because we're not a bar, we're a restaurant. So that helps to open it up to a different crowd and different audience, too, that we're not an open mic in a bar. So it's different.
You know, I think what the two of you are doing is nurturing a new generation of appreciators of the cabaret scene, if they're not going to go up to Davenport's or the other few places like that around.
Becky. I love that, and I think that's what we try to do. But, you know, Rick, I would have to amend that and say I don't think we're just trying to do that of the cabaret scene. I think that we have some great jazz artists in
Ireland. Yeah, right.
We had students from the new music school come in and had five of their young girls that were like 13 sing songs that really only 50-year-old women should be singing. 50-year-old women or any gay man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so I think that what we aspire to do is, one, entertain people who want a night out and enjoy entertainment, but also be one way to, in a way, what you do was one other way to make sure that these talented people get an audience or people who might really appreciate what they do.
Well, in your case, too, I mean, Anna Besserud was a revelation to me, and I'm wondering, she couldn't be unique in being a person who'd given up music and decided to come in and sing and felt nurtured and empowered by what you do at Pantorino's, right?
No, I think we get a lot of people who maybe started, then left, then came back, much like me. You know, I took that 25-year hiatus from performing. But I think there is that. I also want to go back a little bit. What I think is nice is what we do on Monday is we have between 15 and, you know, 18, 20 singers some nights. I mean, it's crazy. We've had as few as four, which was an interesting night. And as many...
Well, because you do this during blizzards,
too. It does snow in
Chicago.
But we've had as few as four. And I think, Becky, what do we think? Our record was 25 singers one night.
Wow.
But so what happens is people can come and get a little taste. And if they don't necessarily love the opera singer, or they don't necessarily love the musical theater, there's someone else, there's a different style, there's a different song, there's a different genre that they do enjoy. And so it's a variety show in a way.
Yeah.
And so
you're
not committed to one artist, one style for an hour or for 90 minutes.
Well, and the other advantage of this is you have someone playing the piano who can do anything.
Well, that's it.
Can do anything. Becky, it's still eminently enjoyable for you, yes?
Yes. I think it's because one, I love the singer. If you have the guts to get up and sing and you want to share your talent and not necessarily just be heard, but really just sing, I have a real affection for you. And secondly, I still, after going on to our 10th season and after 9 years, I still have a genuine affection for Denise's stories about Tim Conway and her ice skating days. So I still laugh at Denise, and that makes us an interesting marriage right there.
Well, yes, and I appreciate that, Becky, because I do tell some of the same stories over, but they're very good stories.
They are.
Well, Becky, you can go home and go to sleep now, and I'll let Denise out of here in about 5 minutes, but it's always great to talk to you, and you perform all over town, and you're still performing with Tom, right, Tom Michael?
I am.
Yeah,
I am.
That is one of the great teams in the history of Chicago entertainment. You two are, you two are one of a kind. You really, really are, Becky.
You.
It's nice to talk to you. I miss seeing you.
Take care,
hon.
Thanks a lot.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Night, Beck.
We got to take a little break, right, Aubrey? We'll take a little break and come back, talk to Denise for about five more minutes, and I'll play a song for you by a person who should have come to Monday Night at Pitorino's, but Ella Fitzgerald passed away before they started it.
Yes.
Welcome back. I've got a few minutes more with Denise McGowan. You just heard us talk to Becky Menzie, who is her partner in Joy at Pitorino's Monday Night Live. Pitorino's is a great restaurant at the corner of Dearborn and Randolph. It has been around for quite some time now. It does a huge pre- and after-theater business because it is right next to you. You don't even have to leave Pitorino's to get into the Goodman Theater. But every Monday night there, from sort of 7 o'clock on, Denise McGowan Tracy and Becky Menzie are hosts.
Yes.
Not just to a number of singers, but also, you know, for you, Denise, I know this, that the crowd is such a huge part of this, too.
Well, they are. And I love it. As I say, we have some regulars, people who bring friends and bring friends. But it's really great because there are times when we have new people from out of town, out of the country. And by the end of the night, they feel like family. They feel like friends because we're all kind of talking and engaging and having a wonderful, not talking during the show, of course. But
of course.
Everybody just kind of meets before the show and then we hang out afterwards a little bit. And it's really, it's just fun. You know what? Look, it's just fun.
Yeah.
If you like fun. You know, if you don't like fun, I would stay away.
Then don't bother us.
But you know, please don't come down. But if you enjoy a great time, if you enjoy music, because as I say, it's not all serious. I'm going to sing my heart out. There's a couple of singers, especially, and I'll mention Bill Dicel is truly one of the funniest, most talented singers. He does parodies that are crazy funny. So we've got comedy. People do comedy. They do great musical theater, jazz.
With the eclectic nature of it, the jazz, opera singers,
it
is everything.
You mentioned Tom and Becky. Tom Michael pops in and sings with Becky. Joan Curto, the fabulous Joan Curto, Tammy McCann, Robert Sims. I mean, the list goes on and on and on of the talented people that we get to stop in really on a regular basis.
There is no reason, Denise McGowan Tracy, that we won't be doing a similar radio show 10 years from now, is there?
I would hope not. And I'll probably look
19th.
Just as young.
Well, that's why we love radio. That's
yes,
why we
exactly.
love radio. This can go on indefinitely, can it not?
I hope so. With the wealth of talent that we have, and as I say, because we have so many casts coming in from some of the, you know, I'm so excited. We have Hell Drivers coming in. We have the Barty Bunch coming in. We have In the Heights from Porchlight coming in. We have Funny Girl coming in from Skokie Theater. Like us on Facebook, because that's where I announce the casts that are coming in. We do typically sell out. We encourage people to call ahead for reservations.
How do they find
now.
You on Facebook?
Just Monday Night Live at Pitorino's. It's
Monday
really
Night
easy
Live
at Facebook.
Monday Night Live at Pitorino's on Facebook, and you sort of announce before. Oh, that's
yeah,
really
we,
good.
If we invite a cast in, we'll let people know in advance that they're coming in. So we've scheduled next week on the 19th, we have cast members from Funny Girl, Skokie at Skokie Theater, as well as cast members from In the Heights and The Rink, Porchlights Productions this year. And then the following week, I think is Hell Drivers. I don't have it written in front of me. I apologize.
Right.
But anyways, but we have casts coming in. Goodman Theater has sent us casts. I mean, it's really fun. And you get a little taste of the show. And sometimes they sing songs from the show. And sometimes they just
sing whatever
and you
they
get to
sing
how talented the singers are. So it's really loads of fun. Come on by. Have a great time.
It is a great thing you have done, Denise McGowan Tracy, because it enriches not just The Loop, which I think ever needs enriching, but it's given a place, a cozy home for performers. Because I'll tell you, and you know this too, Monday nights can be very lonely out there on the entertainment scene. congratulations to
you, Rick, thank you.
And to Becky and to all those guys, you know, Ed the bartender at Memory. I don't know if Ed works Mondays, but he certainly used to work Tuesdays.
Yes.
That's what I know.
Yes.
You're dear. It's great to know you and to
thank you
see
for
you
so many years
like
of
this.
Supporting
oh,
all of
God.
The talent here in Chicago. We appreciate it.
I love
thank
it.
You.
I appreciate it too.